Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Good management is a key factor in your herd's reproductive success. A change in management factors like nutrition, vaccination protocols, and general handling can influence pregnancy rates, according to Extension educator Bethany Johnston.
Yeah, so when I started putting this article together, you know, we have a lot of specialists within the system, and I talked to ruminant nutritionists and veterinarians and Rick, who's our repro specialist. And the big one that always came back was nutrition. And so the good news is that's a management thing that you can change. So if nutrition's the problem, that's something that you can change with some help. But, you know, there's some other things that might cause some reproductive issues. But as Mary Drunowski said, she's our ruminant nutritionist. She talked about the protein and energy being the big bricks if you're trying to build a wall. So if those are missing, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of mortar you have to hold them together.
Extension beef reproductive physiologist Rick Funston says forage quality also plays a role in pregnancy rates, according to research projects being done at Gummanson Ranch.
I mean, when we're breeding, has a huge, huge impact on the level of nutrition. We've always had multiple calving herds at the Gummanson Ranch, and the challenges become in our later calving systems, like right now, we have a March and a May calving herd. The Marches breed in June when forage quality is generally very good, but the May calvers, they're breeding in August. And the young growing females are particularly sensitive. Even if forage quantity is abundant, which oftentimes it is because we'll bank those pastures for breeding and won't graze until breeding, we have seen, I think it's outlined in this article, that supplementation during, you know, a week prior to and maybe 2 to 3 weeks to maybe target a cycle at least into the breeding season with, we've used a 30% distillers-based cake that 1 pound a day has seemed to make a big difference. When we went into this May calving system, a lot of our later calving systems have, the replacements have come from the March herd. In this May herd, they're generated within. And I didn't think the heifer calf would be a challenge to get bred, but it took several years before those bred up similar to the March calvers. So there seems to be some adaptation for the environment in which they were developed on. I don't know how to explain it, but over time, hopefully we can decrease the need for supplementation. If we do want to target supplementation and don't want to, people aren't crazy about going out every day in the summertime when there's other things to do, but I would certainly consider synchronization. A simple system that we've implemented at Gummanson is to turn the bulls in and then 5 days later give a shot of prostaglandin. So you can effectively have two cycles in a fairly short period of time. And so multiple opportunities to get pregnant and then target supplementation in those peak estrus periods.
On an upcoming almanac, Rick and Bethany discuss the importance of proper vitamins and minerals and a cow's diet that will enhance their chances of pregnancy. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.